If no one knows about a politician's investments, is it the same as everyone knowing? That's the question Circuit Judge John Cooper ruled on this week. Cooper says blind trusts meet Florida's disclosure requirements because they put politicians on equal footing with the public. But Jim Apthorpe, the plaintiff challenging Florida's blind trust statute, disagrees.
They are not disclosure. In fact, they're sort of the opposite of disclosure. Disclosure requires a full and public accounting of a person's financial interests. And a blind trust gives them very little information to go on.
When then-Governor Reuben Askew pushed for the constitutional measure now known as the Sunshine Amendment, the idea was to fight government corruption by putting financial dealings out in the open. Apthorpe would know.
I was a part of his staff and was his chief of staff, in fact, during the time that he supported and proposed the Sunshine Amendment.
When a person sets up a blind trust, they give control of their assets to a trustee. Putting control in the hands of this third party is meant to avoid conflicts of interest. But Robert Williams, a Tallahassee attorney that deals with estate planning, is skeptical.
You know, I don't think there really is a practical way of dealing with conflicts of interest or even perceived conflicts of interest. Because when you're talking about politicians, you want to avoid the appearance of impropriety, right?
Williams offered a hypothetical. Imagine he spent his whole career working with real estate developers.
So when I pass laws and do things in the community, I'm going to be slanted towards real estate developers, just by nature. Doesn't mean I have a conflict of interest. Not trying to do it for any individual person, okay? And if you look at my holdings, I may have some real estate development holdings. Why? Because that's who I hang out with. It shouldn't be a surprise.
Apthorpe says he and his legal team plan to appeal the ruling. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.